With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans are, quote, ready to deliver on President-elect Donald Trump's mandate, ensuring they'll be more prepared for a second-term agenda. The latest from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Standing on the steps of the U.S. Capitol with the House GOP leadership team, the Republican speaker said there would be no time wasted on Mr. Trump's America First agenda of securing the southern border and other priorities in what he expects to be a unified government.
Republicans in the House and Senate have a mandate. It's true. It was a decisive win across the nation. The American people want us to implement and deliver that America First agenda.
Trump will meet with Johnson at the Capitol on Wednesday while the president-elect is in town for his visit to the White House. And Johnson said he will be spending the weekend with Trump at his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida as they prepare for the new year. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Mr. Trump says that Elon Musk and former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy will be leading a new, quote, Department of Government Efficiency. Mr. Trump says it will be an outside group that will offer the White House advice on how to drive large-scale structural reform and at the same time create an entrepreneurial approach to the federal government. 11 employees have been injured in a huge explosion at a Louisville, Kentucky business that produces natural color for various foods and drinks. Louisville Metro Emergency Services had urged people within a mile of the business to shelter in place, but that order was lifted about 2 hours after the blast. Two of the victims are said to be in critical condition. Cause of the explosion remains unknown. Boeing says it will be back in force in a couple of weeks as it starts to fully resume building passenger planes following that strike. This is SRN News. The annual Christmas wars beginning in Britain.
Debenhams department store has removed a holiday sweater bearing the words, "A gay in a manger," complete with a crib and a rainbow flag. British clergymen and Christian ministries threaten to boycott. Seems every year at this time, LGBT groups try to co-opt the holiday, or atheist groups try to ban any presentation of the real meaning of Christmas, or Satanists seek to set up pagan statues next to the manger. And so the Christmas wars begin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pro-family group's hoping that President Trump will make good on campaign promises to end the Biden promotion of transgenderism. Opposition to transgenderism emphasized in the closing days of Mr. Trump's campaign. One of his final ads stated, quote, "Kamala is for they and them. President Trump is for you." This is SRN News. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is reportedly considering reviving a congestion pricing plan. We have more on that report from Rich Thomason.
It would charge drivers a toll to enter parts of Manhattan. According to a couple of anonymous sources, Hochul wants to implement the scheme before President-elect Trump can get into office and block it. Hochul and her staff are said to be reaching out to state lawmakers to gauge what, if any, support there might be for resuscitating the plan, which was abandoned over the summer. Rich Thomason reporting.
A federal judge has sentenced a Massachusetts Air National Guard member to 15 years behind bars, that for leaking highly classified military documents about the war in Ukraine. Jack Teixeira pleading guilty earlier in this year to 6 counts of willful retention. Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow was off 380 points. More details at SRNnews.com.